paragraph Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosu b'zoyer ha-kodesh al posik lo yisachroish b'shor uvachamor yachdov. With this, we'll understand why the Zohar HaKadosh writes on this pasuk that you should not plow with an ox and a donkey together, ki hem shnei zina bisha, because these are two evil species. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says. Rav Nosson Zalai asks, v'lechoy rakosha, question, haloi gam b'shnei mini behemes tohoirois, osur gam kein la'asais ima malacha b'yachad. Even two, you know, as you're saying, chamoyer is evil. It's a treif animal. Even two kosher animals, you're not allowed to work with together. As it says in Shulchan Aruch. So why is the Zohar Kodesh using the terminology shnei zayne bisha, two bad species? Ach bemes al pi hanal. However, the truth is based on what we learned earlier. Shetzrichen levarer ulahamtik kol tzimtzum v'tzimtzum. That our mission in this world is to purify and to fix every single individual tzimtzum via the individual seichel that's connected to that individual tzimtzum. And when two different species of animal get mixed together during work, when they're doing work, nisarvim hatzimtzumim, then the tzimtzumim get mixed up together. And it becomes impossible to repair any of those tzimtzumim via the specific seichel that applies to it. And when you don't repair them, Vazai nechas chasishom zua masanocha shmitaroy vesaze shenisarev b'shas esik b'lamates malochis. And when you don't repair the tzimtzum, when you're not mamtik v'din, then the filth of the snake, the impure, which draws on mixtures, attaches itself to these two animals that got mixed together during the 39 acts of work, sheshom ikarachizosam, because that's prime target. That's super vulnerability. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, beitzavo in toichalena, you will earn your livelihood with atzvus. Atzvus invites the sitra achra. Bezeas apecho toichalechem, with the sweat, and toil and struggle, you'll earn your livelihood. Shehim halametes malachas, that refers to the 39 acts of work, as we said earlier. So the 39 acts of work are perfect, fertile ground for the sitra achra to jump into. And that's number one. Number two, when you have a mixture, things are mixed up in a way that they're not supposed to be mixed up, that's a second fertile ground for the sitra achra to attach itself to, like the tree of wisdom, which was good and bad. So now you have a double, you compounded the problem. You have a mixture, and you're using it for work. Work is a place of the sitra achra. And number three, you're dealing with behemoth, which we said is also tzimtzum, that behemoths are lack of das and everything. So you have a triple problem here. You have three issues here. And alkein, therefore, becholeis shenisarvin shnei mini behemoths be'isur, therefore, any time that two different species of animals are being mixed together in a forbidden way, meaning dahainu b'shas harishok yotze, meaning to plow, to do some kind of a work. Afilu shnei behemois tahoirois, even if both animals are from kosher species, even if you're talking about a cow and a goat, azai tekef nisoirer chas v'shalom taroives hashor v'achamoir, it immediately activates on a spiritual level. It immediately turns on the two light bulbs called Shoer and Chamoer, Shehem Trei Zine Bisha, which are two evil species. Shekeshem Ischabrim Yachad Chasvishon, which when they combine, Nizgaber Hadin Chasvishon B'Yoser, it increases the din in a very big way. By the way, the Zohar HaKadosh says that, you know, as you would say, hold on a second, but an ox is a kosher species. What's wrong with an ox? What's wrong with a cow? The answer is the ox and cow in this case refers to the golden calf. The golden calf was a member of the ox family, you know, ox-cow family. And the Zohar Kodesh tells us something interesting, that when the golden calf came out, it came out as a combination of shoer and chamor. There are some opinions, I believe, that say that it was one animal that was a combination of ox and donkey, or it was two animals. One of them is not mentioned openly in the Chumash, although there's a hint to it. Because as soon as the golden calf came forth, it says they made an announcement. Eile Elokecho Yisrael. These, plural, not this, these are your Hashem. So the Zohar says, well, what's the these? Shor v'chamor. So we know that the golden calf was, and that was part of what made it so potent. That was part of what made it so harmful to the Jewish people, that it was kilayim. It was Eitz Hadas Toivora, which is the source of all of our problems. Ki ze nesoirer al yedei taroyves shel kol shnei minoi behemois. Because this negativity, this double minus, gets activated when you mix any two different species of behema. Afilu tohoirois, even two kosher species, still, because they're different, one is a plus, one is a minus, and you're putting them together in this way, it turns on those two light bulbs in heaven called Shoer and Chamor, which are troublemakers, big troublemakers. Kimeachar shenisarvin, because once they're mixing together, ve'ein yecholin lahamtik hatzimtzum shalamat ha'salochas, and thereby preventing us from being able to be mamtik the tzimtzum of this 31 of the 39 acts of work that you're doing, because we said when the tzimtzumim get mixed up, then you can't go back to the seichel prati that's supposed to address it. Azai nisoirin chas v'sholom lamates malochas the sitra achra. Then what happens is, whatever work you're doing falls into the category of the 39 acts of work of the Sitra Achra, Shehem Lamites Klolois, which is attached to the 39 curses that Hashem issued after the Eitz Hadas, Shehem Zuamas Hanochosh, which are associated with the impurity of the snake, Shehu Bechinas Ta'aroivos, which is all about mixtures, Trezine Bisha, these two evil species, Shehem Hashoer V'Hachamor, Shehem Esav v'Yishmoel Kayadua. We know that these two species represent Esav and Yishmoel, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus. Yishmoel, we know, accompanied Avram Avinu when they went to do the Akedah. And right when Avram Avinu parted, he said, Shvulechem poi ima chamoir. You guys stay here with the donkey. And the Gemara darshins, ima chamoir, am hadoim el chamoir. So Yishmoel is Bechinas Chamoer, and Esav, I believe, is Bechinas Shoer. Shoer is the Shoer that gores, the destructive Shoer, you know. V'alkein klolo ha-toyro isr kile behemo b'shoer v'chamoer. Now you'll understand why the Torah specifically writes ox and donkey when it speaks about kilayin. Afal pi shebe'emes, kol shnei mina inam asurim. Even in reality, any two species are forbidden. A goat and a dog, any mixture is forbidden. Afilu shnei mina tohoyrim, even if both of them are from kosher, are kosher animals, kosher species. Ki ha-toyra rom zolanu ha-pigam hanas al-yidei kilei behema. Because the Torah was hinting to us the damage that's caused by mixing animals in a wrong type of way. Afilu tohoirim, even of a kosher species. Ki nisarvim chas v'shom hashor v'chamor. Because when you mix two different animals, you're mixing shor and chamor. Trezine bisha, which the Zohar Kodesh refers to as these two evil, wicked ones, the enemies of ours, Esav and Yishmoel.